prescription opioids. Besides this consolidated lawsuit, other government bodies, including at least 10 states, are suing drug makers. I'm Julie Walker.
Iraqi officials raising the death toll from a twin suicide bombing in a Baghdad market to 38. Two police officers and four health officials say today's early morning attack also wounded 105. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the actual birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, what other news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled, but the same great walk-in humidor and great service. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Martin Luther King's birthday. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be cool if it was like that?
Well,
I mean, totally.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that, yesterday, I need a little bit more volume. Thank you here. We attended church, and one of, I think, that a takeaway from me was they had a guest minister, and he talked about breaking bread. Everybody bringing, Jesus wanted to have dinner at his table with those who sinned. And not just the righteous people. And so this kind of correlates with break bread with everybody so you know, you can see where everybody's coming from. And I love how he said it's by their accomplishments in life, not by the color of their skin, that is going to tell them how wonderful they are in the eyes of the world.
How people are being judged is not from their skin color, but from the things they do, and that people can sit down together.
Well, today would have been, I think that's just strange, it said he would have been 89 years old. The Baptist minister, a Nobel laureate and civil rights activist, dedicated his life to work for peace, social justice, and opportunity for all Americans. Beginning in 1971, 3 years after he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, many U.S. cities and states began to mark what is known as MLK Day. In 1983, then-President Ronald Reagan signed a bill that created a federal holiday in King's honor. It was first observed 3 years later and continues to be celebrated on the third Monday of January. The day was chosen because it is often around King's birthday, January 15. More than 30 years later, the day is still traditionally celebrated as one of service, honoring King's legacy and words, including his famous I Have a Dream speech, which continues to resonate today.
Yeah, it does. And today at 8 o'clock at Old City Hall right across the street, they're having a bell ringing. At 10 o'clock, they're having a meeting there. And then there's a march today and then a lunch down in the Martin Luther King Center. Hey, shout out to, and I'm sorry, Glenn or Greg, I'm sorry, I could not quite understand. But Coast Guard veteran, we were in Costco yesterday, and buying, say, we're going to go in there for our two things we were going to buy. Of course, it didn't work like that. But
we managed to hit under 300.
Yeah.
It should have been the magical number there.
Should have been under 50, but, somehow it didn't do that. Anyway, but a shout out to you, and thank you for your service, and thanks for saying hello tomorrow. You, yesterday, you and your, I, 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 I think that was your wife that was sitting there looking at you with adoring eyes.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah, or I could be getting him in all types of trouble today.
Well, no, he said it was so cute. He goes, hey, and he turned around and, you know, every now and then occasionally listen to you, like, every day. So if you're listening today.
So if you're listening today.
Thank you for
good morning.
The comment.
Yeah,
it was nice to meet you.
Shout out. We wondered who our listener was. And it was there he was. Okay.
Hey, it's currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. Chance of rain today with our highs of 60. And then, of course, we full on with the prediction of rain tonight. Not just showers, but full on rain. Lows of 45. Tomorrow, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with our highs of 58. And lows of 43, that's we're calling on Tuesday. Now, Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain with our highs of 58. Wednesday night calls for mostly cloudy, the lows about 58. Thursday calls for a high of 55 and rain again with our temperatures about 40 in the evening. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce small hail. Mostly cloudy with a high near 52. I heard that. Carl's got a new belt. You know, one of those super belts, you know, it's got a flashlight and a screwdriver and everything in it. And I don't know what it's called. It's one of those tech belts that I got him. He's like a little kid. It's now he's, you know, he's got a, anyway.
I always pictured Carl with the belt buckle from dusk till dawn. Now, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane, locally owned and operated. We have senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Ladies,
I don't need a book.
Ladies,
for that.
You know that if you guys just like gadgets, it's you can't take it out of the DNA. They love their gadgets. If you give them gadgets, then they're just, you know, like, hey, look what I share.
Look what I have.
He had to pull out his flashlight out of his belt buckle and share it with, you know, flash it on Bob.
So you light up the way and your pants fall down.
That's the problem.
Not while you're sitting down, though, right? Oh, okay. Do you want to talk a little bit before we take a break about what happened yesterday? I mean, we banned the NFL, but we broke down. This weekend we did break down. We watched,
half of a playoff
Saturday
game.
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Look, you're just ratting me out and throwing me underneath the bus, but we did.
Well, weren't like glued to it. We had other things going on, but
it was, you know, church, you know. So, but the last 5 minutes of the game when Drew Brees, when we really like Drew Brees and the Saints came back and they were winning the game. 8 seconds left. The guy throws the ball up. Everybody thinks, okay, there's gonna the guy. Even if he catches it, they're gonna grab him, hold him down. Game's over. The tackler and there's a bunch of them around and missed him totally and knocked down another Saint that could have caught him. Guy turns around, runs to the end zone, and scores. Game's over. And then 4 minutes later, they had to clear the field. And bring on, because they have to kick it. Well, here comes, including the punter, and enough of guys come out from the Saints to stand there, you know, because they've got, you know, and the quarterback is, he's just going to kneel. Well, here it is. When he knelt, it changed the odds. The odds were that they were going to, the Saints were going to, or Minnesota was going to win by, whatever, so many points. If they had kicked the field goal, the point after, if they had done it, it would have been millions of dollars changing hands right then.
Mm.
So, but they didn't, and so Las Vegas bookies were going crazy. Anyway, but as far as a game, New Orleans won the game. They came back. They, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, they're not going to be in the playoffs next week. But they won. Other people will say, hey, it's the guys who score at the end who's still standing at the end of the game. Who's going next? Well, and that's true. But, you know, you have to give it to Brees. 39 years old. Everybody talks about Brady. Everybody talks about Tom Brady. But look at Drew Brees, who is smaller than Brady and has played on he's played on teams that have just had him just knocked around, pushed, hammered for years. He's won the Super Bowl. But he's come back. He came back. It was a great game. He wasn't on in the first half. But that second half, you couldn't have gotten any better. It was like Superman out there, bringing his team down. Anyway,
okay, a couple things that are just going to mention a few of things that we learned. Carl, I can hear every time you're doing that.
Sorry.
Number one, among the NFL's final four, the Patriots have 5 Super Bowl victories, while the Jaguars, Eagles, and Vikings have combined for 0. Have combined 4-0. Number two, the Vikings trying to become the first team to play a Super Bowl on its home field are already the first club in NFL history to reach a conference championship game during the same season that stadium serves as the Super Bowl site.
That could be wild.
It's going to be so wild. The Eagles want us to buy in heavily, if not literally, to the Vikings, but they really want Vegas to invest. Philadelphia is now 4-0 as a home underdog in the Super Bowl era. The Saints' stunning loss came 6 years to the day of their divisional playoff collapse in San Francisco when the 49ers, T.E. Vernon Davis, caught the game-winning touchdown with 9 seconds left in 36-32 thriller.
Remember when they were the Aints and fans would show up wearing paper bags over their head?
Do you remember the year they won the Super Bowl was the year of Katrina?
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
And if any city needed a raise,
yeah,
it was them. And New Orleans came through that year and won. Okay, enough of that.
Okay.
We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State, our neighbors, our friends, this whole area for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State. We wouldn't let anybody else touch our HVAC needs except Alliance Heating and Air. They're the only ones that we would give a call. You know, Martin, Pam, hey, we've got this going on. Not that they have, because they take care, really good care of us. They also can put in those on-demand water heaters that are just outstanding. If you haven't used one of those, you need to go check it out. You got to give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They treat you like family. It's a veteran-owned business. I can't say more about Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, moving your local dreams forward. Go on down and find out how they can move your dreams forward. Your own neighbors and people you know in the bank helping you out. Great customer service. Open newest branch down on 1845 California Street. Head on down there.
And now.
Oh, boy, we just keep adding things on. Hey, did you know that Reading was rated in the top places to visit, and, you know, at Hidden Gems by Expedia? I mean, this is a big thing. This was, you know, they're talking about, like, you know, the museum, the bridge, Whiskey Town, Shasta Lake, all these things. They said, it's, you know, coming here is really, really, it's worth the trip.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, it was in, gosh, I saw it in the paper, and I saw it in the news.
In our Sunday paper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, does anybody look at the Sunday paper? Does it seem like the pages are getting, not that there's less, because there is, but I mean that the physical size of the paper is getting smaller?
They have gradually shrunk
have
the newsprint.
Have they shrunk it again? Yeah. Have they shrunk
quite
it
probably.
Again?
Like the size.
It's nearing tabloid size.
Yeah, there you go. So Carl asked me that yesterday, like the physical size of the paper.
Doesn't it look smaller now? Again? I got to call Carol Ferguson. Okay, Hawaii. How'd you like to be in Hawaii and you get on your text, boom, ballistic missile heading for Hawaii, seek shelter immediately? This is not. This is not a test.
Okay, a couple things. Worker who sent a Hawaii missile alert reassigned. Thin line between mishap and nuclear war. Pushed wrong button. 38 minutes of terror. Residents crying, screaming. Video. Children placed in storm drains.
That's not a bad idea.
FCC
really.
Launches full inquiry. Mistake feeds doubt about real emergency, and AP reporter recounts nightmare. This is all in the headlines
wait a minute. How is this close to a nuclear mishap? I mean, that right there is scare news. Because, first of all, an alarm going out from a Hawaii emergency services has absolutely nothing to do with pushing the button.
Well,
that's just stupid.
Yeah, and the military's got their own.
The military's got their own. You know what? The military knew there wasn't anything coming in here. That you know what? Remember San Onofre launched their sirens for 20 minutes at 3 a.m. It says there was a nuclear meltdown.
Well, this is how they're aligning it. Nuclear experts are warning, using some of their most urgent language since President Trump took office, that Hawaii's false alarm, in which state agencies alerted locals to non-existent missile attack, underscores a growing risk of unintended nuclear war with North Korea.
Cod swallop. Oh, you know what? What a bunch of crap.
The same.
You know, let me just say this. That is so much BS. Oh, certain scientists that they were muffled when they were talking because their heads were so far up their butt.
To understand the connection, which might not be obvious, you need to go back to the tragedy of Korean Airlines Flight 007. In 1983, a Korean airliner bound from Anchorage to Seoul, South Korea, straight into Soviet airspace. Air defense officers, mistaking it for an American spy plane that had been loitering nearby, tried to establish contact. They fired warning shots. When no response came, they shot it down, killing all 269 people on board.
Okay, here again is a total reach beyond recognition about using that as a parallel to our nuclear forces launching nukes because of a false alarm out of one place in Hawaii. See, you saw what happened there. It was a plane, and it got into their territory. They shot down a spy plane.
But the greater lesson may have been what happened next. Though it was quickly evident that the downing had been a mistake, mutual distrust and the logic of nuclear deterrence, more so than the deaths themselves at Washington and Moscow, heading toward a conflict neither wanted. The story illustrated how imperfect information, aggressive defense postures, and minutes-long responses times both sides hurtling toward possible nuclear war, a set of dynamics again, that can feel disconcertingly familiar today.
Again, it was, you know what, the things they write, when I hear this stuff, having was in the military and being in the military, it just chills me to think that people out there, and here's the bottom line, it goes back to this. Trump's got his, it's Trump. You know, Trump could react to this when he hears this. Oh, my God, he could have thought it was real, and he could have launched the nukes. No. You know what? Here's the other thing people don't, you got to kind of remember this, too. There's military in the chain here, and they see something happening. It looks wrong. They're not going to just, without question, launch. That's not their jobs. But here's the thing is, they're trying to go back and say, oh, no, Trump's got his finger on the trigger, and if that could happen, oh, my God, he could shut things. No, wrong. You go back again. It's a stupid political thing. Again, they're reaching and reaching and reaching. Here's what happened. An employee pushed the wrong button. It went to cell phones. It went to a couple of thousand cell phones in Hawaii. It went nowhere else. There were no alarms. There were nothing else. The military didn't go into the posture. The military was trying to figure out what was going on. But they knew nothing was coming. They knew nothing was launched and coming at them. So here's what you do. You go out and you figure out what caused this thing. You find a guy that did it or a girl that did it who has already been reassigned. And you replace them. And you put a failsafe in there. Make it a two-person launch. You know, that says that. It's got to be two people that's on duty watching this. And they get the word from above. It comes down, and it takes two of them pulling the trigger on it.
Actually, three. I know.
Or three.
I had an Air Force veteran who was a senior sergeant. His job was to start the generator that fed power to the missile launch system. So all three of them had to be in agreement before it could happen. It isn't like Trump's button goes directly to the igniter on the missile, for crying out loud. There's a few circuit breakers for that reason.
Yeah, well. If people don't want to know that, they just want to. Anyway, okay, but it shouldn't have happened. And this one couple takes their people, kids, or puts them out in their kayaks, and they go a half mile offshore. That's their plan. They go out and they wait to see what blows up.
Duck and cover.
Yeah, out there in the ocean. And as far as putting kids down in storm drains. Well, you know. That would probably, it's probably not a bad idea because it's got some men around.
But when you have 30 minutes and you're thinking, they're saying, pull over, lie flat.
Yeah, I know. I thoroughly agree with everybody being upset.
What do you do? You're in an airport. You're at a spa. Okay, you're at a spa and you're like,
Can I get a facial here in my last 30 minutes? How about a mani-pedi? How about a little mani-pedi here? You know, we can't be holding hands. We're both getting mani-pedis. You know, maybe a little facial mask on as you wait, you're watching the window going, hey, at least we're going to look good.
I mean, have you ever thought about where are we going to go if we get that kind of, you know, we could go into the house, but when the house is exploded off, there's no place to, we don't have,
we have a place.
A nuclear fallout place
preppers.
Under the house.
Preppers. Hey, whatever happened to those prepper shows? You know, they were big for 2 years and then they just like disappeared. I like the ones who had everything in the school buses. So they could leave. They had 6 years of food. And I'm like, wow.
We used to watch those things religiously.
Well, I wouldn't say. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, if we didn't watch it, my DVR.
Yeah, right.
Because it was just interesting to see how people would just. I spent $26,000. They were living in kind of like weird places. But I spent $26,000 this year just on this. And I'm looking at it thinking to myself, you're living in a house that looks like it could fall over. But then you're seeing other people that very normal, living normal lives, but. They had, like, their whole garage was full of stuff, and they were ready to go.
Wonder if there are any preppers in Montecito.
I bet there will be.
You know,
now.
Here's the thing. There's a mudslide over your opening.
Oh.
How would anybody know, unless you maybe had some kind of digital, you know, like a...
Yeah.
What would you call that kind of a...
I don't know.
What would that be called, Bob? When you have, like, a... You know, like a... emergency digital thing that goes like a sonar beep.
Okay, an alarm of some sort. I was putting something into the chat room, so
no,
I missed your preface there.
If you were, let's say you did have something that was underground and a mudslide happened over you. But you were still trying to let
Beacon, yeah.
Like a beacon, thank you, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, snowboarders frequently carry now personal locator beacons, and boaters, of course, any boater who gets out of sight of land who has their wits about them carries a PLB, a personal locator beacon. In fact, Coast Guard auxiliaries all have one on them, where you hit the button and it pings the satellite with your location, and they know where to come find you.
But
unfortunately, found Bob and Hooters.
If you're under mud, though, under snow, that's one thing, but under mud.
Yeah.
I think it'll still shoot.
Two or three.
Short range, it would be detectable, and there are acoustical devices that are meant to help people trap. There's a number of solutions, but all it takes is money.
The big thing on that one is where you're getting your air from. Is your air coming from a different area that doesn't have mud all over it?
I don't know, but when we were watching Preppers, if there had been a nuclear fallout,
they were safe.
They had to have air within.
You know, the guy that bought the old missile silos in South Dakota or North Dakota, someplace out there, and he made it into the Day of Doom condos, and people were buying places there because they had everything was underground. It was cement. It had electricity. It had water. It had sanitation. It had it all there. And he was just redoing everything in there and selling it.
Did you know there were silos out by Sutter Buttes off of Beale?
No. Hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
Well, take a break.
Yeah. Hey, you got a chip in your windshield?
No.
Because
you do.
But I do. You know where I'm going?
Crackmaster windshield repair.
Jeff Wurst, that's right. You know what? If you've got a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, if you're not down seeing Jeff Wurst down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, you're making a huge mistake. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. And I tell you, he guarantees his work. It's a veteran-owned service, and he doesn't mess around with it. He just tells you if he can fix it or not. No, I think you need to have the whole windshield replaced. He goes, yeah, I can fix that. And when he does, he guarantees it's for life. I have a 12-inch crack in my windshield. It's been there for 11 years now, and it's not gotten any larger after he fixed it. All right, we'll be right back. 7:33 in the morning, 41 degrees, going up to 60 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them. I personally am driving a brand-new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA-rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia, and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Reading Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, readingkia.com.
The name says it all. Veterans Diesel and Auto. When it comes to keeping your wheels rolling, you can depend on Justin to give you quality, guaranteed work. Customers on Yelp praise Veterans Diesel and Auto, saying it's excellent, honest, and fair repairs. Now, veterans, you can also receive an additional 10% off all labor costs on any car or truck repair. Veterans Diesel and Auto Repair, 5246 West Side Road. Look them up online by searching Veterans Diesel Reading, a veteran-owned local small business.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Don't need no money. Don't need no money.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday morning. Martin Luther King's birthday here, January the 15th, 2018. 41 degrees going up to 60 today. And
did you used to watch that?
What?
Soul Train?
I used to watch it.
Yeah. Soul Train. And
actually, that was Love Train by the OJs. Soul Train is a whole different song.
Okay, well,
I used to go out and bust some moves there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Yeah, I know. You've seen me bust my
moves.
That's
the only thing that was busted.
Yeah, busting some moves there. Yeah. Hey, you know, they've got a watch repairman. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. This is where we buy stuff for Linda. And Trish goes there. A lot of our friends go there, and you should too. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. What? You've never you don't think I can bust some moves?
Yes, you certainly can.
You've seen me do it before.
That's right.
In fact,
and
at the Marine Corps ball,
you haven't busted any teeth.
No, I haven't busted any teeth. But in the Marine Corps ball, I danced with four, maybe five women, if you remember.
Yes.
I was dancing with all of you at one time.
Yes, you did.
It was like a half circle dance, and I was dancing with all of you.
And you pulled out every move.
I pulled out every move possible.
Including
the one where I grabbed my foot and put my hand behind my head and bounce.
Yeah,
like
you did.
And let us not forget that Carl has proudly displayed, probably in your home, his trophy.
Yes, my trophy dancing with the stars.
Dancing with the stars, but then I was doing my aisle. I was doing down the aisle, you know, and then I was doing my ski moves. Then I was doing my water sprinkler. I had them all going.
And everybody's still talking about it.
Yeah, they are.
They still crack up about it. Hey, let's go to the phones with a very good friend of ours. She is somebody that we very much admire and has a show here and has been with us since day one, 11 o'clock, called The Conscious Living Show. Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Well,
you got your giggles this morning.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
We're perky every morning. You know what? It's true. You've been with us since the very first week that we've been on the air.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That was the beginning.
Wow.
And we've watched.
And you're going another year.
Yeah, we've watched how you've grown. And in fact, Nancy, we talked yesterday, and you're going to begin again with a new column with A News Cafe. We're big fans of Donnie's site and all the writing. And you're going to be writing a column called?
Intimate Concerns.
Intimate Concerns. So, you know,
yeah.
Nancy has become a doctor of sexology. And we, you know, it's interesting because as we approach healthiness, and looking into 2018 in our lives, you're coming up with an incredible event that's happening at Armando's on Wednesday night, this Wednesday night, just a few tickets left. Can you share with us the inspiration behind what you're bringing, the knowledge that you've been bringing? You've been teaching all over the world now, so we're happy we still have you in Reading. So go ahead, go. Your turn.
A little bit. Well, great news. As of midnight, we're sold out.
Oh, well.
Goodbye.
To ticket sale. Yes. Okay. But this is just the first in a series called Conscious Living Sexuality that I'm putting on here locally. For the last several years, I've been teaching all over the world. I've been in China and on cruise ships in Jamaica, Mexico, New York, Florida, Los Angeles, all other places. And I've got three Europe trips already scheduled for 2018, where I'm teaching couples and women and men about their sexuality in a way that brings them to a new understanding so they can have a healthier life. So it's been very exciting, and what's happening here in Reading is just, it's blown my mind, to tell you the truth. I'm so excited that I get to work at home, too. I miss my home.
Yeah, and we're really excited that Armando's is, you know, it's one of, like you said, it's a dinner, a cocktail night, gathering of a lot of female leaders that are also, you know, health conscious and in the realms. It's very interesting for me to see that I sent out certain invites and that people that are attracted to wanting to know more, dig deeper from somebody this is your expertise.
Right. Well, you know, when you earn a doctorate in something, you have to spend a lot of time studying and gaining a different level of understanding. And also it exercises your compassion muscle, because, you know, sexuality is, it's a part of why we're here, and it's what keeps us here. And yet it's also a barometer of the rest of our health and the health of our relationships. So it's a great way to understand how we can have a more fulfilling life on a lot of different levels, not just in the bedroom.
Yes, I'm very, very excited for you. That I know that you've really had to work hard. And I'm asking the guys here, Carl and Bob, I'm putting you on the spot. What do you guys, don't you want to ask something here? Don't you want to ask about what this event's all ladies event? Do you think that, I mean, there's no male bashing that's going on here? This is something that's going to be about empowering women, and eventually you're going to be leading to couples workshops.
I'll defer to the Colonel.
Yes, and I would love to do some men's workshops too, because, you know, men have always said, I wish women just came with a manual. You know, it would make it a lot easier, because when we look under the hood, we don't know
why can't women be more like men? Huh? What about that?
Or cars, right?
Look under the hood,
Or an M4.
But now if you talk about looking under the hood, you can get thrown in jail.
Right.
I would like Condoleezza Rice. Right now.
You would like Condoleezza Rice?
No, she just said Condoleezza Rice says, with the Me Too movement, we have to really guard against women becoming part of the snowflake generation. And I'm not putting down the Me Too thing. But I also know, too, is that you are pretty level-headed, and as is Linda. And when you start talking about sexual harassment and things, that what are the rules for men, frankly? Because somebody asked me the other day, if I ask a woman out for dinner, and she says she's, I'm sorry, I'm busy, and then I ask her out the next week, am I stalking her? Can I get in trouble for that? Or at some point, shouldn't a woman say, well, you know, really, I'm not interested. You know, we're working together or whatever. But there should be rules. Yeah. I would hope that, you know, if you're going, you know, if it gets into this, is what is truly sexual harassment, and what is just, and what is other, maybe a naive, but there, you know, but, you know, comments made that aren't maybe, you know, the most, what, not intactful, but it may not be the way you want to hear it, but they're not meant in bad ways.
Right. And I think there's, and that's really one of the workshops that I'm working, that I teach, is about consent and all the realms of that. Because when we get into these conversations, what you just asked is being asked in every household throughout the world, because the rules have changed and nobody knows what the rules are now. So that's exactly at the heart of my work, is the communication aspect of relationships and of sexuality and of interactions. And when anytime we add the sex word to something, assault, harassment, and we put sex in front of it, it changes the whole dynamic of that word. Because if I just said, I was assaulted, I might be taken more seriously than if I were to say I was sexually assaulted. So we have to have more conversations about what is sexual assault, what is just plain old assault, and how to communicate. Both men and women need to come together and figure this out together, because it's the interpersonal relationship that's at risk.
Well, I think so, I do agree, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. I would like to think is that, and I know a lot of the women that are, that I shouldn't say a lot of the women, but I know a number of the women that are going to your event here Wednesday, and they are all kind of like, you know, they're stand-up women, that if somebody says something or, you know, looking like that, they're very much in their face. Not in their face, but they're very capable of stopping it right there. But it's, again, it's rules that something that happened 10 years ago or something that happened 10 days ago, you know, there's a difference there. There shouldn't be, but there is.
Yeah, right. But here's the thing, Carl, is you think I'm pretty tough. I could probably stand up to most people.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Okay. But I've been assaulted. And I share that because there are circumstances that occur where you don't know what to do. You don't know as a woman what is okay to say or do. We're taught not to make a scene, not to insult somebody, not to hurt somebody's feelings. And so you have all of that in your mindset as somebody is crossing your boundary. We women have never felt that we really had the right to boundaries because we were trying to break into a man's world. And so I think right now what is being said is it isn't a man's world. It's a human's world. And we all need to realize that we all have the same right to boundaries.
Oh, absolutely.
But see, women haven't felt that. What, it's not men's fault.
Well, no, I disagree on that. Because, you know what, I'm older than 10, and I know what the boundaries are. I know what you don't do. I know that if a woman says no, she means no. I knew it when I was 20. I knew it when I was 18. Yeah. And that was a while ago. So for people to say, well, you know, what does no mean? What is this? It's simple. And there's many, 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 many millions of men like me right. that, you know, we may be right. clumsy and we may be a number of things, but but at some point, you know, or at the point where the girl says no, no, then it's no. I mean, and so people that go beyond that then deserve to be punished. And I don't care if it's 50 years ago or if it's yesterday. Anyway, we got to take a break. Okay.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, you know. We're going down there. We've got a great workout, right? All that stuff. Then we go to Boheme Spa for a mani.
Saltwater pool.
Saltwater pools. Get ourselves all ready. Shower off because the girls at the Boheme almost insist on that. And we come in and we get our facial and you know and our fingers done. You're going to get your toes done, but you've got such cute
whatever.
Toes. But
extremities
it's got it all
is important
there.
To keep them it, clean and looking good.
It has it all there on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, Wellgate Sports Club, Rich Novelli. The people down there are just such great people, and the equipment is top rate condition. Everything is absolutely clean. We're talking about a great place to work out, a truly sports club. We're going to take a break now. We're going to be right back with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, Conscious Living, Sexuality, Ladies Night. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be serving soup.
State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency And with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I want to go where love is.
I want to go where love is. Unless she says no.
Welcome back to our show. This is Carl and Linda Bunn here on Free Fire Radio.
You got me going here.
Oh, gosh. 7:51 in the morning, and Art on the phone right now is our special guest, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, who has got a sold out seminar. First, this portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends over at SST Oil. You know what? If you're looking for a place, you know, for a fuel card, and you're going, oh, well, you know, it's, you know, I can have this one or that one, why not use a commercial fueling network card? It's good in over 57,000 fueling locations. I haven't found one yet that it doesn't work at. And they operate various sites in Northern California throughout the United States. It gives you the ability to fuel for 24 hours a day. Then you get a great, you get an invoice showing everything that you spent, the dates, the times, the locations, the pricing, and much more. Give them a call over there at SST Oil at 241-1167. Plus, of course, they are the kerosene provider for Northern California. Again, 241-1167, SST Oil.
Welcome back to our program this morning, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. And what are we going to see here? What are we going to hear Wednesday night?
Well, we're going to hear, really, I'm giving women kind of the manual to their bodies and to their pleasure so that they have a better understanding of not only their physical bodies, but their hormonal body, their kind of our, how we're indoctrinated as little girls growing up into being women, because the belief models that we base a lot of our choices and decisions on. And really it's about women coming together, you know, there's 50 women gathering, which just I tell you, I got goosebumps just thinking about this, to celebrate being women in the world and to celebrate the new day that we have now to redefine what it is to be a woman and what it is to be in relationships with men. And I think that relationships are going to get so much better. Women and men are going to have better conversations. They're going to be more clear with each other. You know, I think one of the things that's probably frustrated men since eternity is not knowing what women are thinking. You know.
Oh, come on. Women don't know what women are thinking.
Well, that's part of the problem. And so, you know, so because so many of our thoughts, we're judging based on the judgments that we've grown up believing we need to have.
Okay.
And so we can unravel a lot of that so that women can start thinking in a new way that's healthy and exciting and productive. I'm very excited.
Well, you know, one of the comments here, in our chat pack, I thoroughly agree, is it's not how we're training women to be, it's how we're training from training starting with boys, telling boys how to be men. That's a huge thing. You know, like things
both.
Like taking responsibility, becoming a father, staying with your, you know, becoming a family and not just seeing how many women you can procreate with. I mean, just these kind of things. I mean, these are things that are just as important for boys to know as for girls to understand that, you know, that they're equal and that they've got, you know, they have the ability to do anything they want.
Well, this is the first.
Except the fight in the heavyweight, you know, boxing match.
Yeah.
You know.
Go ahead, Nancy.
One of the most powerful experiences I've had in my training is a couple of roundtable conversations where the men would circle and the women would circle on the outside of the men's circle and be quiet, which is kind of rare for men. And so the men would sit in a circle facing each other. And they would share what messages they were given as children growing up that they can remember about being a boy or being a man in the world. And then they would share what messages they were given about women. And that was the most, and then we switched and the women did the same thing. I'm telling you, the level of compassionate understanding that grew in those rooms was, you could measure it. It was so empowering because I don't believe that because I wasn't raised a boy, I have no idea what messages you got growing up and vice versa. And the messages are insidious. They're in how we're talked to, the tones that are used with us, the words that are chosen, the clothes that are chosen, the toys, the games, the schooling. I mean, once you start to hear how we are indoctrinated into so differently, it becomes easier to see why we have these areas of confusion.
You mean like dresses and suits?
Well, I mean, I think it's more about why you wear a dress, why you wear a suit, and I'm not saying that they're negative messages, we're not judging the messages. We're just saying that they're clear messages that were given about being a male or a female in this world and how those shape us.
But there should be. I mean, there should be things that shape you as a male and a female, though, right?
Well,
I mean, you can't take a 5-year-old and just say, do what you want.
Some of those things are healthy, but some of those things are so biased, you know, like, so I'll give you an example. As a girl growing up, I was taught not to trust boys. You can't trust boys. Boys do bad things. Boys will hurt you. Don't trust boys. So if you grow up with that being a consistent message about men or boys, how does that shape how you interact with them?
And where's the spiritual energy with that? It's already clamped off. You're starting to clamp off something that would be a beautiful, avenue to grow.
Yeah, instead of just being given messages about being a good person, you know, about compassion and understanding and non-judgment and and, you know, how to be a healthy adult. You know, Mark and I call our kids adults in training. We don't call them men or women in training. We call them adults in training. But in past eras, there was such a, there was so much pressure on the genderization of children that we went a little overboard in some areas and created more areas of disconnection rather than communication and connection.
Hmm.
So then we grow up and we want to be in relationship with each other, and we were clueless.
Well, thank you for your call. We're going to have to break now. And
okay.
We are so happy that you called, and we're very, very excited to support you in your Conscious Living Sexuality Ladies Night.
Sold
it's
out.
The first in a seminar on sacred sexuality. Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, it's at Armando's this Wednesday, and there'll be several more. I think it's interesting, and the leaders, some of the people that are coming to this event.
Everybody wants to know.
Go to my website, drnsp.com, and you can find out all the upcoming events.
All right. Thank you so much, Nancy, and
thank
we're going to take a break, and we'll be right here back on KCNR 1460 with Randall Hempling.
And Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading the News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump having to defend himself against racism charges.
The president told reporters, "No, no, I'm not a racist." Responding to questions, he insisted he is the least racist person you have ever interviewed. That I can tell you. The questions came after the president's recent comments disparaging Haiti and African nations. Mr. Trump admitted to using tough language, and the White House has not disputed that he used vulgar language.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. No meeting of the minds between the White House and congressional Democrats on immigration policy, and Democrats threatening a partial government shutdown later in the week unless protection for so-called dreamers is included in a government funding bill. Two Koreas, one flag, that's a display we could see at next month's Olympics in South Korea.
The South Korean sports minister, Do Jung-won, said that if, in fact, the teams do march together, they would march under what is called a unification flag. It's a flag that represents both countries in a way. It's a plain white flag with a blue map of the Korean Peninsula on it.
That's correspondent Ken Moritsugu in Seoul. A female passenger has died hours after a casino shuttle boat caught fire off Florida's Gulf Coast, forcing her and about 50 other passengers and crew to jump into the chilly waters to escape. Port Richey police officer Jason Zimmerman involved in the rescue operation.
We dragged them to the shoreline, and then there was neighbors who were able to help them up out of the water. There was some seniors that were having some difficulty. There was a couple seniors that were face down in the water when we first arrived on scene.
No word on the woman's cause of death. Hawaii is revising its alert protocol after a false alarm over the weekend warned of an incoming ballistic missile. State employee pressed the wrong button, issuing the false alert. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Is your IRA in profits of 300% or more? If the answer is no, then you're not in Bitcoin. Business Insider and Fox News reports Bitcoin may reach $500,000 and up to $1 million per coin. Discover why Bitcoins are limited and how to invest within your IRA safely. Request an IRA guide free. Call 855-BITCOIN. That's 855-BITCOIN. Or visit retireira.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
A mezzanine floor inside the Jakarta Stock Exchange Tower collapsed earlier today. 80 people injured, forcing a chaotic evacuation.
It appears that it is the mezzanine walkway that connects the Jakarta Stock Exchange building to the other tower. And that's the part of the building that appears to have collapsed. There's a great deal of confusion and chaos. The local television pictures are showing scenes of people who've been evacuated from this tower outside of the building, standing outside of it. There are police on the scene as well as fire engines.
That's the BBC's Karishma Vaswamy. Airbus says it will stop making the costly A380 Super Jumbo jet if it can't strike a long-term deal with Emirates Airline for a steady supply of the planes. Abandoning the A380 would be a disappointing defeat for Airbus. News and analysis at townhall.com. Elephant tusks were among $4.5 million in illegal ivory seized from a Manhattan antique shop will help researchers build a picture of a trade that has slaughtered tens of thousands of the animals.
That's the sound of elephant ivory that was crushed last summer in Central Park as part of an enforcement effort on the illegal trade. But some of that ivory was preserved so that scientists can analyze its DNA. They want to know where the tusks were cut from those poached elephants and carbon date it to see how long ago the slaughter happened. What scientists learn may not put a particular poacher in jail, but will help focus law enforcement in Africa and possibly prosecute ivory traffickers. Julie Walker, New York.
Wall Street has a day off for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but stock futures point to a higher open tomorrow when traders get back to work. Dow futures up 168. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, right here at Ground Zero in the reclamation of our beautiful city. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled, but same great customer service, same great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and it's currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios right here at Ground Zero, as we call it here, in what's happening in Reading. Our high temperature today will be 60, chance of rain, and then tonight will definitely rain in the 90% factor with our lows of 45, then chance of rain mostly cloudy tomorrow with our highs of 58. Tuesday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows of around 43. Wednesday calls for 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Wednesday night calls for a low of 46. Thursday is a high near 55. And Thursday night is low, our lows of around 40. Now, we have showers all week long. Friday again, and thunderstorms are on their way. Some of the storms could produce small hail. According to our forecast today, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Do you have something to say, Bob?
Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, you're looking at me like you've got some kind of weather.
I was listening to you as I was making an adjustment.
Oh, okay. And Saturday, slight chance. Well, you know, you seem to, sometimes you come in on the weather
you
stuff.
You just turned me off.
Yeah. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Not that you could turn me off.
365-3793. Never, Carl. Never.
I find you greatly attractive. Okay, let's go to the phone.
Stop that.
Rally Sally, good morning, hon.
Good morning.
You know
yeah,
what?
Sounds it, like we're going to have a wet week.
Yeah,
so that is good.
We need
the rain.
We need the rain. We need snow. We need to keep the lids
yes,
full.
We do need some snow in the mountains for sure.
Yep.
Tonight we have a really special educated guest, someone that you know here locally. We have John Law coming to speak to our people, and he's going to be talking about situational awareness and what to be looking for when we're out and about in our community. I invited him to come because, Gary Hollihan has taken some of his classes and recommended him highly. So he is the owner, as you know, of Mountain Tactical Training. And, he's going to be there tonight at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane And then, of course, we always have our Jefferson meeting that meets at 5:30 at the same location.
I don't know if you heard Congressman LaMalfa the other day.
But I did.
He sounded very encouraging, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, you know what? I think the longer you stay in politics, the more jaundiced you get, unless you're a Democrat, and then you seem like to really enjoy yourself. Anyway.
Yep.
Okay, that's tonight. John Law is going to tell you how to be aware. You know, something that we train people in is always be in condition yellow, where you're just aware of everything around you.
Far too many people go around looking, you know, with their heads down, looking at their cell phones.
Yeah, they're just targets.
Completely unaware of what's going on around them. So
right. It's going to be a good class, I'm sure. Okay, yes. Sally, thank you very much.
Thank
that's
you
tonight
so much,
at 6
Carl,
p.m.
And have a good week.
Thank you.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, we're here with some of our favorite people, Randall Hempling. And
good morning.
I introduce him as, you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
What do you introduce him as? I want to hear.
Former Marine.
Yeah.
Former truck driver.
Yeah.
Former head CEO of hospitals. Professional gambler. Professional card player.
Poker player. Yeah.
You're right. Not a gambler because it's not gambling. Yeah. Okay.
And it just sounds a little bit more attractive to just
professional
say,
poker
plays,
player.
Plays poker.
Anyway, but
accomplished.
Wait a minute.
By the way, I donate most all those monies to charity.
You do, I know.
Everybody in one same place.
Bon Vivant, a true gourmet, a man who travels throughout the world with a beautiful wife,
Barbara,
who is obviously he's clearly married up.
Outkicked my coverage.
You've done. Outkicked your coverage. Yeah. You're fighting well above your weight, buddy.
That's right.
There you go. Anyway, Randall's here, and he's coming on to talk about something. But while we were listening to Nancy, he says, you know, I was involved in a huge sexual harassment case. And you know what? When somebody says that, you got to willing to share that? Oh, yeah. So why don't you regale our listeners with
happened? This is what can happen in a work environment. And this
right,
was a
this is work environment.
This was in Texas, and we had a hospital CEO considered himself quite the Lothario. I was the number two guy in the system, and he took a shine to the HR director, who was brand new to her position. She was a very attractive young lady, and he decided he was going to promote her into the executive team, and then he was going to put his moves on her, and she wasn't having any of that.
Well, was she qualified to be moved up?
She was not qualified. See, this is one of the things.
Yeah.
She was not qualified to be in that position, but he felt that she should be. So he moves her into the leadership role. And as I said, he's really enjoying her, but she's not having any of this. So he immediately starts to ostracize her, moves her office, does all the classic harassment things.
Puts her office in the bathroom.
Yeah, really. You know, he just did all things like this. And then he decided that he liked this young nurse. And so he promoted her into her chief quality officer. And she was horribly unqualified for that position. So he moves her into that, but she's liking it. She's enjoying the attention. So they're now pretty much one of those unkept secrets in the organization that he has this relationship going with her. And then anybody that goes against her or does something she doesn't like or challenges her gets immediately beaten up by him from an administrative position. Well, eventually the HR person sues him and wins a huge settlement. I have to testify, you know, in favor of this. By this time, I'm gone. Most of us decided to leave. But we left because of that hostile work environment that was created because of sexual harassment. I mean, this guy did classic things. You remember the music of Enigma?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all that moaning and groaning going on. He played that in his office constantly with mood lighting in his office. And then he bought 30 copies. I swear to God, he bought 30 copies of The Bridges of Madison County to hand out to the ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
And this was 20 years ago. If you did any of those things, pick one.
Pick
today.
One.
Just
pick
any
one.
Of them. Just pick one, and you're toast.
You mean I can't play HR?
I mean, I can't
play Enigma anymore?
We get so much training now in hospitals and everything else about this, about the harassment issues. But it's a touchy point, as Condoleezza Rice brought up. You know, how do you get a date? I would not have been able to pursue my present wife had there been anything that said I couldn't carry on any kind of relationship in the office. No, we didn't. But we enjoyed each other. We liked each other. We were seen together. All these other kinds of things that now would be, nope, you know, at some point they'd say this
but
is
you
verboten.
But you can't do the Mike Pence. Here's the Pence rule.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing that. Pence rule is, a woman is never alone in my office with the door closed. It's the door's always open, and I'm never anywhere alone with a woman. This is his thing, and this is his rule. Well, you know, a lot of guys are doing that, but see, that's not fair either, because this also cuts women out of, say, they're in the executive positions. Well, he has a kind of a closed door with a couple of the guys because, you know, he feels, you know, he's not going to be called on sexual harassment. Well, that cuts the woman out of the, you know, of having that mentoring, maybe.
Well, it cuts out the communication.
And the communication.
One-on-one,
right.
You can speak freely.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the speak freely goes away if you have a third person in the room.
Right.
I mean, you really can't.
Somebody also mentioned Donnie Goldberg's column on
Greenberg.
Dolly Greenberg.
Donnie Greenberg.
Rainberg.
A News Cafe.
On internet dating. Okay, I'm totally.
Oh no,
sorry.
It was so hilarious.
Just on her experiences in internet dating.
And just it's really clever.
This is kind of because, you know, I mean, internet dating is that sexual harassment? Mainly, it's just fibbing. But I mean, can that be? And then what's stalking nowadays? Is stalking, if you ask a girl out three times, is that stalking? If I'm glad I'm not involved in that.
Well, we had the whole thing, particularly at the hospitals, where we would tell people things such as jokes and language, you know, blue language. We would say that.
What if it's the girls doing it?
Well, here's the deal. I used to tell the women, I mean, I would tell them all the time, you have set the bar. If you're sitting around talking like Marines and a gentleman walks in and talks the same, and then you come to me and complain, and I know that you're talking just like he is.
Yeah.
You set the bar.
That's right.
So that's the deal.
That's
so
right.
People need to, you know, you just need to tone
don't
it down.
Don't change. Don't accuse somebody of something that you do in public.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't do that. But somehow that happens. Yeah. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Randall Hempley, and that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about some great things that are happening over at Turtle Bay. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Sharon Clark. You know what? You talk about an entrepreneur, somebody that's put together a business and is hugely successful. It is Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality, compassionate, in-home health care that meets your needs specifically, it's Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. Check out the website, Reading Home Helpers. You're going to find out that you can keep your loved ones where they're happiest at home. All right, we'll be right back with Randall Hempley right after these messages. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on January the 15th, Martin Luther King birthday today. And it truly is his birthday, but the celebration of his life today.
Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. country. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's a suicide rap. We gotta get up while we're young. Cause trans.
Don't agree with his politics, but I do enjoy his music.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well today. You know, the rain's going to kick in here pretty soon. Four Winds Jewelry is the people that are bringing us this segment. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. They can design it, build it, get gems from all over the world. They've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I did that one already?
Mm-hmm.
Did I? Okay. I'll chat up.
But that's all right. They're good.
We're here with Randall Hempling. Did I?
Yep.
Well, that's what I get for skipping around. you know what? So what? These are good people. You know what? You know why. Anyway, we're here with Randall Hempling, who is, I want to say chairman of the board, but I don't think that's...
No, I'm no longer chairman. I was chairman for 3 years during the Measure B and Measure campaign and all that kind of thing. But well, now I'm simply a board of trustees. Yeah,
trustees seven of us for Turtle Bay.
Uh-huh.
And there's Turtle Bay. We were just talking about earlier today. I don't know if you heard us, but we were talking about how Expedia.com rated Redding as one of those hidden gems to come visit.
Yeah, and a great place for staycations.
Staycations.
You just got
right
rated
here
for that too. Yep.
Just come here and stay here. And because we've got it all.
And
you
now
know
with
what?
The Sheraton.
I love hearing that.
And the Sheraton, and this whole feeling of the Sheraton coming in 4-star,
yes.
Sheraton boutique, kind of boutique-ish hotel. I don't even know if boutique is correct terminology, but.
Well, it's the smallest Sheraton in the world, so.
Okay.
If boutique means little, yeah.
Okay. And like 200 rooms,
I
right?
Think boutique.
130.
130, okay.
Boutique means to be, though, it means special. It means of a quality that you don't find in other places.
They usually are either standalone or they're part of chains of boutique little hospitals.
Yeah, and the things they're special. That there's things about them that you're not going to find in large
this,
hotels.
This would, if this were standalone, it would be a boutique hotel simply because of the location and all the ambiance and the things that we've put in there to make sure that it's a unique experience.
So the 18th of this week, this Thursday.
Ribbon
is
cutting.
The ribbon cutting and the grand opening.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Finally, it's here.
It only took 8 years. It seemed like, you know, a moment. Eight years.
And let's talk about some of the beautiful things that one will see when they get to go to the grand opening.
Well, first of all, you walk into the lobby and it's going to be unlike anything else in Reading. Not to say that Reading is, you know, doesn't have great places, but it's going to be unique. Technology that's there, all of the things that you've come, if you've been to a new modern hotel, it's going to be there, all the, whether it be key openings or everything else to the rooms, the artwork in the lobby, is going to be something to be seen. It's all done in the motif of Northern California, and it's with our woods and with our stone, and it is quite something. And the way they have saved the old visitor center, the, it used to be the entry into Turtle Bay, is just wonderful. It is the restaurant. The restaurant's called Mosaic. Quite unique. It's very open. A lot of glass, so you can see around and about, and it's but it's still protected. It has two patios, one that will accommodate dogs with a nice doggy menu and other things.
Doggy fountain. There's a doggy fountain out there.
There's a doggy fountain. And
so
all
people that are walking or running or bicycling, they can come in and
it's
stop.
It's one of the rare places in town where you can take your dog, and actually while you're out there walking, and you've been over on Saturday or Sunday at the bridge, and it's covered with people and dogs, and it's just a wonderful place. But now they can stop in and have brunch and bring their dog and just have a lovely evening.
Have your kitty.
It'll also have a chef's table in the restaurant, which is adjacent to the kitchen. Uniquely, everybody, the kitchen staff is going to be wearing black as opposed to white, because if you're back there in the chef's table, you don't want to see a guy, you know, white top that's all covered with food stains and the like, which is what happens by the end of the evening, you know, when they're cooking.
So what exactly is a chef's table for people that
chef's
don't
table
know?
Will be you let's just say you and several of your friends decide you're going to go eat the chef's table. It'll probably be a fixed menu.
Okay.
And he'll give a selection of what he would like to prepare for you. In advance, you might be able to say, you know, we really don't like X. We don't like duck, or we don't like liver. You tell them these types of things so you won't get it. And then they prepare this at a fixed price that with, you know, wine accompaniments and the like. So it'll be a unique experience.
So what you're doing is, like, say you and another couple, or even you by yourself, would have a special date. You can go there to the table.
Well,
or is it more than
that? I can't speak to that. I really don't know exactly how that's going to work. They obviously would like to fill the table. I think it will seat 8 to 10 people,
which would be perfect.
For
so
a
nice gathering.
So you could have your regular little, you know, dinner club or whatever you have. Sit down there and
like Buca de Pepe. Yeah. Have you ever been to Buca de Pepe? Has a chef's table.
Yeah.
And one time, just a quick little sidebar, we had gone. I took my family had gone. And it was the first time. And they said, I'm sorry, we don't have any openings. Well, I called and made a reservation, so I started to make a little stink. And they said, well, we have a table in the kitchen. And I was, like, huffing and puffing, like, are you kidding? And then it was the chef's table, so they just totally winged me on the side, because now we're in the chef's kitchen, and it's just my family, and we could see the servers going in and out. You could see the chef, you know, as they're throwing stuff around, and then he'd come over and bring you a piece and try that. It was so interactive. It was just great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of where we're hoping
for. We did that on a cruise a couple years ago, that we got to sit and do something like that, where you were back in the kitchen and seeing how they were doing it. And that was truly extraordinary. So, yeah, well, this is something different. I don't know of another place.
Then there's a larger dining room there that you could accommodate a larger group. But you're going to find it to be very open, a kind of a chop house atmosphere, not super intimate, you know, just kind of open and what you'd expect at a fine restaurant. Mm-hmm. The chef has come from, and I don't recall his name, but he's come from Indianapolis, and where he had his restaurant there did not have a walk-in refrigerator. He brought everything farm to table.
Wow.
Daily. So this is his background. So we're going to see a lot of fresh. And you know,
should be interesting.
Thing. Yeah, it should be very interesting.
Like, and that's not is that 2 days be open or 3 days Thursday old?
Also? I believe it is. I mean, you don't open a hotel
without a restaurant.
So I wonder if that chef's table is being booked up now.
I don't know. You probably have to call out there. Yeah.
Can you?
And that restaurant's called Mosaic.
Mosaic.
Thursday at 2, we just recommend for everybody listening to go by and support. That this is another jewel in our beautiful North State in Reading. And I feel that way about the bridge. All the politics or whatever that happened with the bridge were before I came. But it was right around the time that I started to come. I mean, because I was coming up to Reading in this area before I actually moved here. But I just think it's really cool, like on a Christmas or a New Year's when your family comes to visit and you walk across the bridge, you're seeing every nationality.
Oh, yeah. The languages and, you know, I remember during the campaign when we were fighting so hard to get the hotel done through all the politic of it, and people were saying, oh, no one goes over there. I mean, just just go. Just go and listen to all the languages and the people that come by.
The people that say they don't go, I mean, I was always surprised.
Well, they don't go.
That. Well, they don't go.
They don't
to
go,
see
so no.
It.
So yeah. they don't go, so no one goes.
Nobody right. else goes. Right. I just know I've seen 3,000 people on there. I've seen 1,000 people. I've seen. Anyway,
have you been on there when there were 3,000 people?
Yeah.
Or that many, and the bridge sways.
Yeah.
I almost got seasick.
It sways like if you're on a like a destroyer in some tough seas.
It really is. It has a big
hold on.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Sungold, says, "Gosh, I really, you know, I hope that he gets a hold of the people that are in the Shasta Growers. What is it?" Yeah, the Shasta Growers.
Meaning the chef.
Online.
Yeah.
The chef, because, you know, especially if he's doing all the, farm to table type thing, because there are a lot of
growers.
That's
a great idea. I see Lindsay is the manager there. Mm-hmm. She's a tiny person. And you see her and you think, well, this little person's going to run this hook. Mm-hmm. Boy, she is a firebrand. She has put together a great staff.
We met her.
She's doing a great job. It's going to be marvelous.
Let's take an early break. When we come back, Randall, because, you know, we know that you're involved with the trustees. You've been involved with all of us. I'm curious to know that if, you know, I know there was a job fair here, and there were several people, and they had to eliminate it down to how many people were going to actually be hired to work at the Sheraton. And, of course, when you're rated 4 stars, there's going to be a whole, like, learning curve and a bring up, if you will, for people to be able to have to know the service. So I'm wondering if you've heard stories about what we're experiencing with the job, with the workforce, and what we look forward to here. I just am excited about it.
And also the awards that Turtle Bay has won lately.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, on the educational side.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's
activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
No, I can't take it anymore. I bang my head against the door. I'm going out. I love it.
Chairman.
The doctor said
Mike is hot, sir. Hot Mike.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 15th of January. It's 41 degrees. It's going up to 60 today, but we're going to get rain. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow, rain this week, rain this weekend. Great. You know, the lake is 49 feet from the top. And you think about this. It's only 49 feet from the top now. We get lots of rain. You know, they're going to be releasing water downrange. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. You know, I'm not sure in today's world of sexual harassment and sexual this and that, that being man's last stronghold, I mean, can you even still say that?
Say it.
Man's last stronghold.
Say it.
You know what? You can go, and you're not going to see Dr. Phil on the radio. Or on the TV, you're not going to see Dr. Phil. You're not going to, there's going to be like mixed martial arts and fencing and
all right,
baseball, those kind of things. Car
Do they have
racing.
TV? They're actually
yeah,
oh, okay.
It's always on.
What if they're going to be watching replays of the Vikings?
I don't know. Anyway, hey, we are here with Randall Hempling, who is the former chairman of the Turtle Bay. Board.
Yeah, so it's only board of trustees, but former
board of
chairman,
trustees.
Yeah.
But now he's just a member. Now I shouldn't say now just a member, but he was here during the fight to build the Sheraton,
yeah.
which
yeah.
is now opening as we just you know as we've been talking about this Thursday at 2 p.m. grand opening, ribbon cutting.
Yep.
Everybody can come in and take a look at it, and you should go down there and take a look at it. But again, Turtle Bay in itself has got other things going on.
Oh yeah, it's still a jewel and a landmark
up
here.
Things opening up.
That's the beauty. During these past 8 years, and keep in mind, let's do a little history. 8 years ago, we decided we needed to build the hotel because the city and the county no longer provided any funds to support. And we're talking about $700,000-$800,000 a year they used to provide.
Yeah.
So. We had to do something, so we decided on the hotel, and then we went through all the machinations to get the land right, you know, even though it's going to be for a public purpose no matter what, and we had the big fights and delays, and which ended up costing about $4 million in cost overruns because of the delays, you know, just the delay in starting. Then we had some weather delays last year because, you know, that was one of those that's one of those good, bad things. We
yeah.
we finally end the drought, but it really delayed the project for a couple of months on us. But we finally got finished, and we're ready to go. And during this entire time, Turtle Bay progressed. We had to replace the footbridge. We've added to the park. We've brought in more displays. And we did this on less money than we had in years past, primarily because of the generosity of this community and a staff over there that is second to none. They've gone years without raises. We cut back from, you know, 80-something personnel down to 40-something, and it still works.
Are they starting to hire back at all? Or are they
they're hiring back, but it's very efficient now. I mean,
right.
Everything is done in a very, very – it's amazing that necessity creates these things.
When you go from 80 to 40 and you can still keep it running, it teaches you a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And
keep in mind, a lot
it.
Of them were part-time, and, you know, we had
volunteers.
We had a lot of volunteers, and so we still operate a lot with volunteers. But we had some very generous people. And you probably saw this week that Maurice Johansson and, you know, the senator and his wife – were very generous in giving us $200,000 toward a vet clinic, for lack of a better name, is a nice, secure place to take care of our animals when they get sick right there on property. And that'll be up and going within a year.
Mojo's going to be on either this week or next week. I have to go check my calendar.
Yeah, he's quite a gentleman and a very big supporter. Always has been a big supporter of Turtle Bay.
He has, and he's been a big supporter for us, too, over here at the station.
Where would the
As has Turtle Bay, by the way.
Where's the clinic going to be?
On the right, on the grounds of the zoo part.
Okay.
You know, just be, it'll kind of be, you'd see it like a cut in the fence. It'll be right there on the property. You know, so you can,
we are thrilled. We are absolutely thrilled.
Well, and they'll have, we'll have cameras and everything in there so people can watch and see what's going on.
Birds.
In there.
Yeah, you can watch all that kind of stuff there.
All the craziness that can go on in it.
Y'all have won a, some educational some things that were, I mean, standout.
Share with our listeners. Yeah. Now we're talking about, well, we're talking about Turtle Bay School.
We're not talking about Turtle Bay School. Turtle Bay School is an excellent school. It just happens to be Turtle Bay School because it's located right adjacent to Turtle Bay. Not really. It's related to somewhat. But the state superintendent of schools, as well as the superintendent of the museums, we just got the Excellence in Education Award. That our people will go down and receive, and I think next month sometime, primarily for the not just the lending library, but for the special education that is provided to teachers in the area, so that they can encourage our young people to be involved in the sciences and zoology and all the things related to our planet, and that's quite a nice award to get for, and it's once again that's because of the staff there that is so good and so dedicated to doing their job.
You just can't get that better then. I mean, it just continues to grow. Even with the less money is when everything got cut back, but everything kept moving forward.
Well, the very extremely dedicated people who just live literally hand to mouth in some way because they love what they do so much. And it's, I'm so proud of them. They're the people that kept it together for us, and obviously the supporters of the community.
Well, Linda wants to have a concert down there underneath the bridge in that one area.
We'll talk about that another time. I think it would be, something that as we go, it would be like some kind of fundraiser. But anyway, I just have always visualized that the Calatravis Bridge is so beautiful, and with the white, the white tile and right down there on the water. That's such an awesome little location with the little amphitheater there.
There's going to be a new addition. As you go to the north side of the bridge, you have two grassed areas, large grassed areas that you don't see much. Nothing really goes on in there. One of them is going to be converted to a Tai Chi platform.
Great.
And this is going to be something beautiful. It's going to be a big, the local people that are involved in Tai Chi wanted to have a place, a particular park that brings out calm and all this. And right there by the bridge is one of those. And it's going to be something quite beautiful. And they've had it designed by the person who actually did one in New York that, you're going to see it. You'll see it soon. They'll have some fundraising to make
it
happen,
so cool.
But it's going to be gorgeous.
When you see people, when you go visit a city, like, say, for instance, and you're in the hotel and you look out you're across the park and you see people doing Tai Chi in a park or by water, it just, I don't know, it's soothing. It makes you feel like people are one with nature.
Well, it is meditation is what it is. It's just a physical meditation as opposed to medication.
which, anybody can get. In fact, it's down there.
Yeah.
We'll see what else is going on. Okay, the opening of new things that are going on down. Well, just new events.
Yeah, well, the mill building's opening back up, and all the kids' parks and all these things will be opening up. This year, we had a little dip in membership last year, primarily because it was under construction. The whole place was under construction.
Yeah, you couldn't
get in. For a lot of it, yeah.
You know, you've got new Keet in there now, new lorikeets.
Uh-huh.
They brought them in from another zoo or animal park.
Right.
Yeah, and these are like, there's like red ones, and these are big ones. And the whole thing is trying to merge two groups of lorikeets, and so they don't get into this huge fight like they do in like West Side Story between the sharks and the jets about who you see them flying around going so they've had to bring them in slowly so that they would just kind of start accepting each other. And they've got some lorikeets are usually kind of smaller. You've got a couple big ones here. They call Batman. He's big and red.
Yeah, big guys.
Yeah, big guys.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm not making this up.
I'm thinking you're making
it up. They're
about a
foot tall. I mean, they're much bigger.
Oh, and they're
going
to land on your shoulder and pick your ear?
Well, not mine.
No. My favorite, I tell you, my favorite time, much as everything, I go through
Butterfly
museums.
House, too.
I go through it, but when I get into the lorikeet place, I buy like, $100 worth of the nectar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to spill it on little kids' heads. as they're going by, you know, by accident, of course.
Kidding.
And the little Lord Keats are all over the kids' heads and their ears. No, I mean, just sitting in there and watching this.
It
and
is.
Watching the,
lots of giggles.
That, you know, but it's a very, I don't know, it's fun watching that. It's, you know, it's like in the Butterfly House and the other things. Is there anything like being here on the Board of Trustees? Anything other kind of like big thing happening here, like with animals or something like that here in the future?
Well,
I mean, it will constantly limited.
It will constantly improve. That's all I can tell you. And
Timber the Beaver.
Well, we take advantage of opportunities. If there's an animal like these lorikeets that, you know, was going to be abandoned in some other place, we'll try the best we can to bring them in and enhance and enlarge the experience, particularly for children, and obviously for big children like yourself.
Big children like me, you know, like pouring the little nectar on kids' heads.
I
you know
don't
what?
Grow
Timber,
up.
Never. But you know, Timber the Beaver. Did you know that if you go on the back, if you go on the backstage tour, Timber gets in your lap. This is a friend. I mean, the Beaver crawls up in your lap, wants to be your buddy.
That's why he's so fat.
is that what people
Yeah. He just, you know,
oh, he's
still
just
doing it
yeah.
for food.
He
yeah.
just sits here and goes,
he's a lap potato.
A lap potato. Hey, we're here with Randall Hilton. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be back after these messages. We're talking about Turtle Bay, but a lot of other things, too. So we'll be right back. Bye.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Okay, our last segment of the day. but I want it to be...
Sir, write me a complete playlist and it will be followed to the letter, sir.
Standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
But that would be Eagle. That would be Taking It Easy. Is that the song you desire to be played at this slot every day?
Yeah, I don't want it to start. I want it to hit right on the right when they start talking, because I know our guest Randall Hemplin.
Is that an order from the Colonel, sir?
It is.
Okay.
I know our guest Randall Hemplin has stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
I have. Yeah, I was raised in Southern Arizona, so right. I used to play football against those guys.
Did you put your arm around the statue there?
This was in 1959, 1960.
You haven't been back there?
Yeah, I've been back.
I thought you would have been.
Yeah, I've been through there.
Yeah, because on your motorcycle. Sure. Because how can you ride a motorcycle in Arizona and not stop in Winslow, Arizona?
There's only two entrances and egresses out of Arizona to the east. So yeah,
uh-huh. That's good. Anyway, we're here with Randall Hemplin, and he's talking to us about talked about Turtle Bay, but we talked also about the sexual harassment cases when he was the deputy to the CEO at a big hospital in Dallas, and the guy did everything in the world possible wrong on purpose, and then they were acting surprised because he got sued and the hospital got hammered. And then about Turtle Bay itself, and of course, the Sheraton opening, grand opening is going to be Thursday at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Now, and we talked and then about the things are going to awards that Turtle Bay itself has won on the educational side, the new things that are happening down there. But now we're going to shift again into something that they've just made you the chairman
of Partnership Health Plan for Northern California for 2 years.
Tell people what that is.
Right. Partnership Health Plan is the Medi-Cal payer for all of the Northern California. We have, for 14 counties in Northern California, mostly rural.
How much money cycles through there?
$2.5 billion a year.
And you're the director of this.
Yeah, and I'm on the finance committee, too.
Are you a volunteer?
I am a volunteer. I'm a commissioner named by the county, Shasta County, representing Shasta County. The entire board is made up of representatives from the counties. We created this, starting in Shasta County. We created it and then got it funded from using Medi-Cal money. So that most of the Medi-Cal money in the state goes to Blue Cross or to a company called Centene. They take 15% off the top for their management, and then they provide the rest. We've been doing it for less than 5%, actually less than 4% for the 4 years that I've been involved.
Okay, so the difference is obviously this is probably millions and millions of dollars on it.
We've managed to squirrel away for this area alone, not going to stockholders somewhere, $250 million a year.
A year. Okay. Now let's think about this, because they're doing it at 4 to 5%, 250 million dollars a year. Now that means the taxpayers get back.
Well, they get it back in the form of more services.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get money
back.
But
let me give you an example. When they expanded Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California, there was a big rush on the emergency rooms. Everybody predicted this because there weren't enough primary care physicians to take care of all the people.
Right.
So it went up everywhere except here. And the reason it didn't go up here, it went up at first, we were able to fund 140 new primary care practitioners. That's doctors, physician's assistants, and family nurse practitioners into the area so that we were able to accommodate that. And the number of people going to the emergency room, where the most expensive part of the healthcare system is, has gone down in this area. So that's one of the things we're able to do. We expanded the system, provided more care. We've enhanced payments to our physicians and providers in the area, and provided quality improvement programs for them to earn more monies by doing
that's
it right.
That's been one of the biggest problems, is the pay for the people. For physicians, if they took all of just Medicaid or Medi-Cal people, they couldn't pay their bills.
Under the old system,
under
that's
the
true.
Old system.
But what we do is we capitate them. What that means is we're going to assign...
You give them a head?
Well, literally, yeah. For instance, it expanded here primarily because of the generosity of the tribe, the Indian tribe.
You're talking about...
They opened their clinic
Ready up. Rancheria.
Yeah, the Rancheria opened up their clinic.
I was going to ask
and
you about
what that. What we do there is we say, okay, we have 6,000 lives, 6,000 people that we would like to assign to you. So we assign 6,000, and we pay them for that. Well, there's two kinds of people that going to in the healthcare system. There's somebody that goes every week because they've got the sniffles.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's somebody like you and I that won't go unless there's blood pouring from some portal.
There's got to be blood on the deck.
Yeah, there's got to be blood on the deck for us to even think about going to the doctor. So they get paid the same for each. So what happens is if they manage well, they can actually make some money with this deal.
And I can't imagine the Rancheria not managing it well, because they got what
Glenn Hayward does a marvelous job.
Outstanding. And then they just opened one up in Weaverville. Is that
right? Yep.
Or is it Bernie?
No, Weaverville.
Weaverville. Yeah.
They opened another one up in Weaverville. Yeah. So the reason they were able to do that was because they've been working with you now.
That's right. Yeah, we provide the funding source. You know, they're guaranteed the lives in there. And then we're still able to do it. Well, another thing we did, we provided $25 million for homeless grants in the area. One Safe Place got a piece of that. This is for true helping the homeless get unhomeless.
What about
not just, you know, staffing stuff?
What about that veterans group with Brad Long?
I don't know. There were several
Veterans Resource Center.
We had about $2.5 million that was allocated to Shasta County, and I will know. In fact, I will know on Wednesday. More where the, you know, some of them are still in progress as far as getting there.
Well, Veterans Resource Center has they've done very well in putting people into homeless veterans into housing. So I hope that they were able to, like I said,
I don't know on Wednesday, and I'll let you know.
Right. Well, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, I love it. It's a labor of love for me because I started out in health planning back in 1971 as a health system design guy, and now I'm right back into it in my retirement. I did just for.
So is with
giggles.
What
with
retirement?
What retirement?
Yeah. What retirement?
I tell you what, you haven't lived till you sat next to Randall in a poker game.
Well,
in a card game.
So much more than that. He's just a wonderful friend and devoted husband.
Oh, stop! Stop!
No, and really great with our community.
Don't. Stop.
Yeah, and I just have to say
don't
that.
Stop.
I mean,
don't stop.
You know, we have just the highest of regards.
Thank you. You're very generous.
The one thing I forgot to add on your introduction about other things was cancer survivor.
Yeah, I'm real proud of that.
That.
Yeah, I've lost two dear friends this last year. One was one of my college best friends, and the other was my high school best friend.
Jeez.
Both to cancer, and they're both about my age. So that's, you know, every day is a blessing, an absolute blessing.
You know, you live your life to the fullest. You and Barbara.
Do. That was one of the promises I made to Barbara and I when I was so sick, was that I was, you know, a lot of it's personal, religious and spiritual. But I made some commitments, and I've tried to keep to those commitments. And one of them is to, you know, see the world, enjoy the world, participate in the world, and we're blessed to be able to do that.
I tell you
that.
What, you are just one special person,
Thank you.
Barbara. So it's, you know, such a special
couple. She's my teammate, my partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's obvious, too, when you see them, too. They're so really cute.
Yeah, two bugs and a rug.
And here she got, you know, you're talking about people that are, you know, overcoming things. But after you beat cancer, didn't you take a motorcycle trip across country?
Yeah.
Now, for all you motorcycle guys out there, you know, we're tough and all
without
that
without a windshield.
Ride 3,000 miles or more without a windshield.
Yeah.
You know,
on a Heritage Sprinter.
On a Heritage Sprinter.
You wanted bugs in your teeth. You wanted to live it.
After 100 miles, when you go to the bathroom, it's almost like you're urinating blood.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out and do that. I mean, I've ridden long distances without them, but it was when I was much younger.
You were a kidney belt?
I had my bandana on around my face and, you know, and sunglasses on because I was getting hammered out there. And then every so often you run into the bees. There's like a swarm of bees.
Man.
And God knows
June
where they
bugs.
Come from.
Or June bugs in the south.
June bugs.
It's like
worse because they're hard. It's like getting hit. It is. It's like getting hit with a rock.
Bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. Just whack, 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 whack. Because they're hard little devils. Anyway, Randall Hempling has done so much in for our city and all that. And this isn't a love Randall Hempling hour, but you know what? When you start talking like this, you start talking to Covered California, this is something that you devote your time to. It's helped thousands of people up here in Northern California. And now with the insurance kind of, you know, not sure what's happening with the Obamacare and all that, we're going to have Judy Maxwell in to talk about insurance options also because she's constantly going to classes on this.
She knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff. But everybody here that's under Medi-Cal now, are they safe?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah. Medicaid, Medi-Cal, these kind of things are pretty secure right now. They may.
What about the CHIP program? Did they decide to put money into that?
They got an extension, and that'll be passed. That's one of those, you know, you just don't do away with it.
You can't do away with health care for children.
No. You just can't do that.
I firmly support that.
You mentioned on the break about the work requirements in some states.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The 12 states, they're looking at being able to have people that are mentally and physically able to work. If you're going to get Medicaid or Medi-Cal, or not Medi-Cal, but Medicaid,
yep,
you're going to have to go to work.
Yeah, go to work or do something that's good for society, which, by the way, is what every other country in the world does for their, in their program.
Yeah, when they talk, when they start talking about, well, other countries do this. Well, here, other countries do this. If yep, if it's nothing else than going down the river trail with a trash bag,
yep,
and
well,
keeping it clean.
Just
got
to go back to the 30s, the WPA, the yep, CCC, the Make Work programs. Nothing wrong with those. I mean, it keeps people involved.
So at that point, do they have like somebody above them where they can say and they show, okay, I did 30 hours of community service.
Yeah, they'll have to. I don't know what the systems will be.
They'll, okay,
since they've just now allowed it, they'll try to create systems, and then there'll be lawsuits. So, you know, it'll go back and forth for a long time before they get it fully implemented. But it'll, you know, it's nice to see something like that.
I agree.
And most people want to be able to feel worthy.
I hope so.
You know, I couldn't imagine sitting there and getting something and just feeling, well, I deserve it.
Well, but you were cut from a different cloth. I mean, we talked about earlier what it is to be indoctrinated into, this is how my parent, you know what I mean? You grow up inside of, that's just the norm. Yeah. So how do you get people stimulated?
How you and I grew up are different than the kids that are being raised today. And it's not necessarily a lot different, but it is somewhat different.
Well, you remember in your first hour, you talked about the men and women and girls and boys and how they're brought up.
Right.
I can remember distinctly my father saying constantly, women drivers. Remember hearing it?
Yeah.
Women drivers. I mean, that was his big mantra for, you know, they shouldn't be doing it.
Who is that? Is that me? Oh,
that's
not you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 9 o'clock and it's time to close the show.
It is.
Well, we have right at 1 minute here.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Randall Hempling.
You're welcome.
For being with us today and sharing. But you know what? You're right. Women drivers.
Yeah, my dad would just scream it. He would just say, women drivers. That was a pejorative for him. It was if someone was driving too slow, it was always a woman driver. And then he'd get up beside it and find out it was, you know, a guy that looked just like him. And he'd go, well,
oh, no, I was sitting in a staff meeting on a Marine air wing and had the chief of staff say, women can't do the same amount of, this is before they had fighter pilots in the Marine Corps, they can't do it because their bodies can't withstand the G's. They're not going to be able to do that. And he said it out loud, and the women staff sitting there at the table like this just started looking at him, and I went, I'm not sure, even if he's right, but this is not the time to bring that one up.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much. Now, tomorrow, Senator Maurice Johannesen is going to
be with
us. We're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on in the world.
Well, thank him again for what he's done for Turtle Bay.
Absolutely.
What a generous man. He's done for everybody. Everybody have a great day. Be careful out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Shasta Hilltop Drive.
Face some tough competition from the Kia Stinger and Toyota Camry.
I'd like to recognize our competitors from Kia and Toyota because your vehicles are very strong as well. Thank you.
The award program, now in its 24th year, has twice gone to